Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, Pharmacist Eric Christensen. Thank you so much for listening today. As always, go check out reallifepharmacology.com. Get your free 31-page PDF simply for subscribing by email at the website, reallifepharmacology.com. We'll get you access to that PDF, absolutely no cost to you, just an email. Also, we'll get you access to when we have new content, new podcasts available as well. So definitely a no-brainer to go snag that at reallifepharmacology.com. All right, the drug of the day today is an eye drop called Travoprost. Brand name of this medication is Travitan Z. This is probably the second most common eye drop I see, at least in this classification. First one being latanoprost. I have done a previous podcast on that medication, so if you want to go back through the archives and check that out, you certainly can. So travoprost is a prostaglandin analog, and it is used primarily for the treatment of glaucoma. Essentially what it does is it helps reduce intraocular pressure. The exact mechanism, how that all works, it's a selective FP prostanoid receptor agonist, which ultimately decreases that intraocular pressure, which is the problem in glaucoma. It does that by increasing essentially the fluid pressure, fluid outflow, by decreasing resistance through the trabecular meshwork within the eye. So that trabecular meshwork that controls fluid flow, kind of pressure drainage out of the eye. So that's how that drug primarily works. The dosing on this medication is very similar to xylitan or latanoprost. It's one drop every evening typically. With eye drop administration, I wanted to touch on that a little bit. So first and foremost, if patients have contact lenses, they should remove them prior to giving the dose of medication, and they should leave those contacts out for at least 15 minutes. So with the dosing of the administration, usually in the evening, I know I wear contacts and stuff, that would be certainly possible and would make some sense that we'd be able to do that, taking in the evening, hopefully when the patient's at home and things, and they could remove those contact lenses at that time and obviously have that 15-minute period of where they were out. So that's an important note if anybody uses contact lenses. If you've got patients on other eye drop medication, other glaucoma medication or whatever it may be, whenever we use different eye drops, different medication, it's recommended to wait at least 5 minutes between using two different agents. So another important patient education point there as far as eye drop administration. And then, of course, we always want to avoid touching the bottle tip to the eye or the eyelid surrounding area, and that's obviously to avoid contamination so we don't end up with any bacterial or bugs that are able to grow on that tip, and then naturally that could possibly infect the eye as we utilize that bottle over time. All right, let's talk adverse drug reactions. So as you could imagine with an eye drop like this, most of the adverse effects are going to be surrounding the eye. You're putting medication on the eye, within the eye. And those adverse effects can result in eye irritation, pain, kind of foreign body sensation, hyperemia, so that's basically those blood vessels dilating due to inflammation and irritation. So that can obviously lead to redness of the eyes. Dry eyes can occur. Interestingly, travoprost and prostaglandin analogs in general can change the color of the iris to more darker brown color. So that is definitely an adverse effect that if you've got a patient that is cosmetically worried about things, that's definitely something that you want to certainly educate them on. In addition to the changing of the color of the iris, it can also increase the number and length of lashes. And actually, cosmetically, some of these medications in this class are intentionally used for that purpose. So that's a good adverse effect to remember, and definitely one that I've seen come up on board exams for sure. Interestingly, in pregnancy, this medication should be avoided. If there's enough systemic absorption, prostaglandins or this type of class of medication have the theoretical risk of increasing miscarriage. So definitely something to be aware of with regards to pregnancy. Now, glaucoma tends to be more of a disease process in older patients. So usually we don't, you know, have to worry about that. But I think it is important to recognize from a mechanism standpoint that significant systemic absorption could potentially lead to issue with anyone who is pregnant there. All right, monitoring parameters. So obviously we're going to want to do routine eye exams. From a pharmacist perspective, obviously I'm not an expert at what goes into that eye exam or how that's done. But basically what we're trying to do when we're assessing that is monitoring for damage to the optic nerve. So that's what can result in glaucoma when those pressures get too high over time. It can ultimately damage that optic nerve and can ultimately lead to blindness. Now, in glaucoma, the usual way that that starts, or as you get into the disease process, where glaucoma is affecting that eye or affecting that optic nerve, maybe more specifically, it can cause peripheral vision loss. So that's often referred to as kind of tunnel vision, where patients can't see off to the side with the use of their eye. So important, I think, to remember that, and that is why we try to manage those pressures with regards to glaucoma, so it doesn't either progress or, you know, begin to start causing problems there. All right, well, let's take a quick break from our sponsor, and I'll wrap up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for any pharmacist board certification study material like PCPS, ambulatory care, BCMTMS, NAPLEX, or others, go check out meded101.com/store, STORE. We've got a growing list of resources that have literally helped thousands of pharmacists pass their board exam. If you're a nurse, physician, med student, nurse practitioner, dietitian, we've got tons of books available to help you learn pharmacology better and be better at what you do. We've got books on polypharmacy. We've got books on drug interactions. We've got food medication interaction book. Many have been Amazon bestsellers, and they can certainly help you do your job better. So again, all those links you can find meded101.com/store, STORE. All right, so let's talk a little bit about drug interactions, and I'm really not going to have to talk too long about drug interactions when it comes to kind of a localized eye medication. But I did want to mention drugs that can exacerbate glaucoma and obviously potentially counteract what we're trying to do with the travoprost. So the number one medication you probably need to pay attention to is glucocorticoids. So, you know, if you've got a prednisone burst, for example, that's probably not something I'm crazy worried about, But if you've got prednisone that's being given on a longer term basis, that can definitely cause some issues and potentially exacerbate or worsen glaucoma symptoms and the pressures there. So again, glucocorticoids, longer duration, higher dosages, that's generally going to be worse for a patient's glaucoma. So definitely pay attention to that. I do want to differentiate if you're taking, let's say, a topical corticosteroid for some eczema on your arm, that's probably not a big concern. You're probably not getting enough systemic absorption to cause issues in the eye with that. Number one concern would probably be topical steroids on the eye, so corticosteroids that are given as an eye drop. So that's probably your number one concern in regards to glaucoma and making that worse. And then number two would probably be, taking systemic corticosteroids. All right, and then I wanted to cover within kind of the drug interaction section here, not really a true drug interaction, but remember there are a couple of different types of glaucoma. So there's open-angle glaucoma, which is kind of the most common type and what we use travoprost and the prostaglandins to help treat. But there's also narrow-angle glaucoma, and this is generally more of an acute, severe type situation, and generally more of a serious situation. So there are some medications that can or shouldn't be used with narrow-angle glaucoma. Again, that's the less common, maybe a little bit more serious type of glaucoma. And examples of medication are pseudoephedrine. So obviously a medication used for typically like sinus congestion and things of that nature. And then drugs with significant anticholinergic properties. That can also worsen that narrow angle glaucoma. Now, does it worsen open angle glaucoma? It's really not as big a deal when using those medications in somebody with open angle glaucoma as it is narrow angle glaucoma. So definitely an important distinction to recognize with those medications. And I wanted to make sure to point that out in the drug interaction section here. Well, I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Do us a huge favor, support the sponsor, meded101.com/store. You can also go subscribe for the free 31-page PDF at reallifepharmacology.com. And of course, if you found this podcast helpful, leave us a rating review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. I certainly greatly appreciate that. It helps us grow the audience and allows us to reach more people. If you have any comments, suggestions on the podcast, definitely don't hesitate to reach out. MedEducation101@gmail.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCPS, BCGP. With that, I'm going to sign off for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.